Let's give you. Good morning, it's Denise and Kathy here at the Angle and Booker office. Today we are going to spend some time talking about aging in place, particularly in Whistler. If you've listened to any of our podcasts before between Epic Lifestyles and Kathy's Lifestyle Locator brand, we love Whistler.
We really do. I moved here about 5 years ago from Vancouver Island. Grew up skiing here as a kid and had the opportunity to come back. Work in real estate, have fun, mountain bike, ski, hike.
I've been here for 3 years and you're showing me the way. It's been awesome. I kind of chose this as my retirement life after my kids grew up. I sold my house in Abbotsford and I figured what place better than where you can walk everywhere, go to the grocery store. You could do everything in Whistler Village, literally from end to end. If you didn't have a car, you could get there. It's no problem. There's so many facilities and stuff. Kathy is... One of the reasons she's so qualified to give this talk about this discussion is she is the chair of the Mature Action Committee. So she's helping a lot of over 50s make sure they're having a good lifestyle. She's an avid mountain biker, and I don't mean like she goes once a week. I mean, if she's not at the office, she's on her bike. And that's 7 days a week, I think. How many days a week do you bike?
About 6 to 7 days a week.
With her husband, John. They are also both sailors because that's where they met. And how long have you guys been married?
6 years, but together for close to 17 years.
That's amazing. She's a skier, so she downhill skis, and she also does cross country. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you out at the Olympic Park this year. At some point, do a Wednesday night trawl with a nice burger. And she's from BC, and she's also a past facilitator for Real Estate BC as well, teaching others real estate. So I just thought today would be a great opportunity to talk about aging in place in Whistler, not just because you're a Whistler real estate agent. And my personal goal also is to relocate all of my friends to Whistler so that I get to age in place here surrounded by people. And one of the, if you've ever got a chance to watch on CBC, there's this lady, she's 82. She got her doctorate on aging, really cool program that they did on her, and it interviewed these women that were part of her doctoral thesis on what it took to age in place. And Whistler has a lot of the things that check the box. Close community. I think one of the most fun things is that when you go to the pub here in Whistler, I always think of it as like when we used to go hang out at our friend's house. It's like, look whose bike's here. You can see who's at the pub. And more importantly, it's not about the beer, it's about the community. You know, I know certain people where they're going to be at 5, 6 o'clock during après or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on certain seasons. And it's like knowing where you can find your friends. I mean, you can just chat. You can just go, if you go park yourself in a certain place, you know, they're going to walk by, which is, I think, a really beautiful part of Whistler.
Yeah. Even though we have about 12,000 residents here right now in Whistler in 2019, you'll find that it, like a global village, even though we get people from around the world visiting here, it still feels like a small town. And as you say, we bump into people all the time. I was thinking the other day in the grocery store, it's still true. It's hard to get out of there because you end up bumping into about 5 or 6 people. And it's so much fun just to connect for those few minutes and or out on the biking trails. Like last night, we were out on a trail called River Runs Through It. We met a friend and took her along part of a trail she's never done before. So that was really fun for us. That's the lifestyle we live here.
Well, I've even crossed paths. Well, I'm out biking with you guys, even though it was just the valley trail, the flat trail.
And it's so wonderful to see people out enjoying biking. Both the e-bikes are a big thing here now in Whistler as well. Mm-hmm. So helping people find the trails, keep safe on the trails, or meet up with our groups that ride around the community so they can learn and have fun as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was part of the reason why we moved here as well, is because aging in place was a consideration. I really like that idea of getting your friends and family to come and join you here. Why not? It's a beautiful place to live just north of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. It's so handy. You've got the city life if you need it, but this is its own global village right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've got 2 grandchildren that live a 4-hour drive away, and I just love the idea of, I already know, like, they're just little wee ones. They're 4 and still in mom's arms, and I know that they're going to come for ski school, bike school, all this stuff that's going to be so much fun. I wish I could afford a helicopter to get them back and forth, because 4 hours still seems too far. But I know so many people here who have to get on a plane to go see their kids and their grandkids, and I'm lucky my son's in the Lower Mainland, my daughter and my parents are all in Kamloops, so super easy.
And what we've actually found in real estate is that someone will buy a property that can do nightly rentals, but when they come here, then their family comes around from all the world to join them at that property and enjoy the time together, whether it's year round or winter or summer. Summer is actually getting quite busy here in Whistler as well.
Well, and I live in one of those legacy homes, and so a row of neighbors that they're passing that house on to their kids too, and they're actually building the house and restoring the house in a way that they know that, like the roofer, for example, is putting on not a 25-year shingle. It's going to be like a lifetime shingle. And so it's really interesting how people treating their homes is different when they're creating a legacy home that's going to go from generation to generation.
Yeah, it's a place you can't repeat. It's so unusual here. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a chance to have a coffee with you guys when you come here to Whistler. And, you know, that was, we were talking today about the idea of planning ahead for when we retire. Or is it, the word retirement has a new connotation up here in Whistler. People volunteer in the community. They're actually busier than they were in their work world, because they're having fun and they're engaged with all different age groups here in town. We love that aspect.
Well, and that's how I actually ended up moving here. Is about 10 or 15, I don't know how long ago it was, I met Gillian, one of the earliest TELUS World, when it was still the TELUS World Festival. I came up to volunteer, drop the kids off for ski school, and just on the weekends I would come up and I would pick a different event to volunteer for. I volunteered for Cornucopia, I volunteered for Ironman. What's the Tough Mudder? All of those things. And it's just, you end up meeting more and more local people, but then you're actually going to get to know them. So I've spent, like, this week, I will spend hours just polishing some glasses for Cornucopia. And I know, hopefully, Grace Oaks will be here. Maybe she'll be back in town yet. I don't know if anyone's spotted her. She's one of, well, you know, probably Grace better than I do. She's 83. She must be 83
or 84, and she spends her summers in Ontario and skiing here all winter. And the Whistler senior ski team, I tell you, it's one of the busiest. Wendell Moore, who organizes those ski teams, they have so much fun. And Grace Oaks can ski faster than I can. She's just amazing.
She puts more days on the mountains than most people do.
And in fact, Anissa and I met volunteering for the Whistler Film Festival a few years ago, a great event in the community here. And I too am volunteering this year for Cornucopia. And that's a great part of our community, is those connections that we make through our volunteering in the community.
Well, and it makes all of these events affordable for everybody too. Because I wouldn't spend $2 on $200 to $500 on a dinner, which, I mean, it's epic, but I'll go volunteer and you get to have the same experience too, which is, it's pretty interesting. Same with the film festival and things like that. You just see things you wouldn't, it puts you in the way of things you might not normally choose to go to.
And I think another thing about aging here in place in Whistler is that a lot of, I just read an article the other day from CBC on people over 65 still working in their communities with the idea of contributing back and mentoring businesses or people in the community to help them pass on their information. Don't let the brain drain go, you know.
Well, and I just think 65 isn't old anymore. It's not retirement age anymore.
65 is the new 40 up here in Whistler.
Yay. So I know you put a little list together as well of some of the key things that you need for aging in place.
Good morning. Here in the office, we were talking about some ideas to plan ahead for when you're ready to look at moving to the Whistler area and join us, is to start with why. You know, when you're thinking about retiring, it's really get to that place of, what are my plans? Let's think ahead. Let's think well ahead of those steps.
One of the ladies in that interview that I was talking about, she says, my mom always told me to move before you have to. And I have parents who didn't do that. And so I've got a really good example in my personal life as to why to move before you have to. Make a plan.
And then the next step would be to meet with an accountant and a lawyer, because there's a lot of things to think about for the future. You know, are you going to leave your estate to family and friends? Are you going to do a charity donation? Or what are you going to do with the proceeds of the home that you're selling? Or if you're leaving a community, you know, often people don't think about the idea of buying a principal residence and then purchasing an investment property to offset or add to their retirement income.
Well, I was actually talking to a gentleman who has a couple places here in Whistler that he's got, you know, six or seven of his staff in there, and he's already done the math as to how much per month. He's like, I'm going to get $12,000 per month in my retirement. I can live on that. And he's already doing that retirement math, and he's younger. I think he's probably 5 to 10 years younger than me, working full time. And but he's already planning on what that rental income is going to make him in the following years once those buildings are paid off.
I think that that's one of the key things is to meet with a Whistler familiar accountant as well, because structuring an investment property and your principal residence, planning your estate ahead of time, again, it's planning ahead. Mm-hmm. And then a step that a lot of people don't like to think about is clearing their house, getting rid of all those things. You know, donating to charities, giving heirlooms to family members ahead of time. I work with a great company out of Vancouver called Getting It Together, and Rowena does a fantastic job of helping you, people through that process, mm-hmm. because it's an objective thing. You need to go room by room in the property, whether it's a rental property or a home that you own, and downsize and declutter.
Well, and I have a friend who's just started an auction site. So she does something very similar, but then she'll auction it off for you, which some people really feel a need to get a little bit of money for mm-hmm. some of those bigger pieces.
Right.
And so she's actually, she used to do the decluttering, but she's moving over to doing the full auction sites too, because some of those houses are full of a lot of stuff that are actually valuable. And then they could take that cash and put it towards that retirement income too.
And sometimes if it's a transitional thing, like for example, for a property that I had on Vancouver Island, we put things into storage for 6 months. And then if we didn't need it, that's when we moved it and donated it to
charity. And where you store things is really important. Mm-hmm. So I sold two houses in Abbotsford, so I had a lot of crap. And I just didn't have time to go through it. And storing stuff, for example, in Whistler proper here, real estate's really expensive. For just storing something. And so I took my stuff to Pemberton. So look around what's the best place, but then also think that's a 40-minute drive too. So put that into your plan. I really enjoy going up to Pemberton. It's my only time I actually generally go unless I'm driving through to get to Kamloops. So where you store your stuff is really important too. And it's like the price is like $90 compared to $250 for the same size space.
And another thing we often encourage people to think about is getting staging. If you're planning on selling a property as a realtor for a long time, you know, having a stager comes in, prepares it for the potential buyer and what they'll be looking for instead of our lens of how we like our house to look, which is great. The stager just takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
And Whistler Staging Company here, you know, Georgia is fantastic. I often see when I'm doing property listings and sales, the benefit of an increased sales price when it's staged.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend that she didn't have the place staged, had it in, it took 6 months, didn't sell, got it staged, boom, it really clicked up.
And it's a fun experience. Like, this is a journey. Like, I think a lot of people forget it is an emotional journey, but it's also a journey to new opportunities, to a new lifestyle. We're loving our lifestyle here. And you know, it's letting go and moving forward at the same time. So I encourage people to then meet with their realtor and have the discussion. What is the best price, timing, market trends, you know, but don't wait too long because you'll get caught in a paralysis of analysis.
Analysis paralysis.
That's it. And you'll be analyzing things instead of acting, getting it on the market, and then moving ahead with your plans.
Well, and something Kathy and I have talked quite a bit about is getting to know the neighborhoods mm-hmm. as well, because your lifestyle and your, like, so, I mean, let's be real. At some point, we are going to be 90, and not everybody's going to be skiing all those many days when they're 82. Like, but you're more likely to do it if you live in Whistler. I always say we jokingly that we age backwards somehow. But picking a neighborhood that works for you. If you're going to be skiing till you're 82, well then pick ski and ski out. Pick where you can just, and you've got, you know, or if you're someone who needs really peace and quiet, think about where the train is. Do you want to be on the lake? Are you okay being away from the lake? Do you need to be close to the Valley Trail so you can bike in with your e-bike, right? Or are you just going to be driving? So go down to Checkmoose and you're going to be driving in and out of the village. So, and taking time to get to know the location. I mean, we were talking about Whistler, but it doesn't have to be Whistler. Any place is like that. How close are you to emergency services if you have a partner or someone who's going to be needing to go to the hospital? My parents picked a place that was where they bought and lived for 20 years. It was nowhere close to anything. They couldn't even walk to the grocery store when my dad stopped driving. So picking, just having some simple services around you within what's going to be a reasonable distance for you is going to be really key to where you pick for this, I won't say final resting place, but it's, I mean, we got to start talking like that and picking, we're not going to live on Earth forever. So picking somewhere we want to really enjoy the next 20 years or your last 20 years. We know that when you're in your home and aging in place and have the right services, you're healthier longer.
And, you know, certainly with our group of retirees here up in the communities, whether they're working retirees or just enjoying their lifestyle up here, we have a Facebook group. It's called Whistler Mature Action Community. It's on Facebook, and that's where we do postings and events and our membership ideas on articles about aging in place. Mm-hmm. So that's another way of connecting with our group here in town. And then we have a website as well that's linked to that. Mm-hmm. So we're even getting out there socially, connecting and making sure that people are aware. Advocacy for seniors here mm-hmm. in town is important as well. So, you know, it's a well-rounded community. And I think, as I often say to people, retirees, seniors, we enhance that social fabric mm-hmm. of a community. Just as young people coming up here to experience their first time in Whistler, you know, we have that wonderful connection with the whole community. Mm-hmm. That's
great. Well, I think sometimes when we when you get the different age groups together and talk about what your life lists are and things like that, you can help each other achieve them. So even just like having some of the basic things that you're doing on a weekly basis, the coffee meetings, the macrame, mm-hmm. Drawing, things like that, those are really satisfying. I gave my dad, for example, because he can't see and he can't hear anymore, I gave him some coloring pages. Because I just thought, well, it's something to do with people when they come to visit them at the home. Well, it turns out my mom's taken that on. Mm. And now she's doing, it's really great work for your eyes and your hand-eye coordination, doing that coloring work and things like that. Now she's taken it to the next level and they're actually having classes at her. She lives in an apartment with bingo and bocce ball and things like that. And getting to finally, you know, seeing someone who's been working her whole life and not really taking a lot of time for herself. And going and doing a little bit, actually doing some crafting and some drawing. And so trying new things. Or I've got my dad Play-Doh, which sounds really silly, but he can't see, he can't hear. So maybe getting into clay and doing things like, let's think about the fact that at some point our hearing and our eyes might fail. What can you still do and get a lot of enjoyment out of? And Whistler's full has a massive, amazing arts community with different events. We have the from theater to weaving to, I mean, we're doing crafting, but then you can take it to the fine arts level. Or there's a lady that does a lot. I noticed she was painting coffins.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what her name was, but I mean, people pay her a lot of money to paint these amazing murals. And in her 70s or something. I can't remember, think of her name. One of the places to go to find out what goes on in Whistler is the Peak magazine online. You can find a lot of different stories on arts and events and where to volunteer and things like that.
Great. And that's it. So easy to do. Just take the next step and
be curious.
That's a great idea.
I think that's one of the best places to start. It's just get, if you can get online, or right behind us is the Whistler Library. Librarians here in Whistler are amazing.
They do lots of events there as well.
Yeah, but they do books and beer. They do everything from movie nights to outdoors education, things like that. So if you can think about it, they've probably got the hookup for you. So anyway, this is the end of our conversation. We're going to actually add, eventually we'll put this into the course in the Mighty Network, which is the entrepreneurcollective.com. And you will be able to find that, and we'll have links and some worksheets and places for you to get even more curious about how you're going to age in place. Well, thanks for your time today, Kathy.
Thank you, Anissa.